I think these are all great suggestions and domains that are currently under investigation. I don't know if we've cashed out any of them in terms of things that would actually lead to recommendations next month or next year about exactly what we do. But I think that these are all viable questions that we really could dig into using brain imaging and trying to formulate questions within education, the burning needs that educators face in terms of how do you get a kid really engaged in a topic, or how do you help them with a stumbling block that they have in learning, or how do you approach children of different ages or different abilities or different backgrounds, and how can you, as a teacher, have the greatest ameliorative effect? How can you have the greatest modeling effect? How can you inspire and engage? I think all of these things are fair game for connecting brain imaging together with our understanding of how mental processes work and make a fundamental connection between the mind, which is fundamentally a mentalistic construct, and the brain, which is fundamentally a physical construct. And as Jim Hoag said, maybe there's a way to bring together studies of the physical and studies of the mental in really profound new ways that really get some traction.